More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Over the past few years, more and more businesses have been striving to find ways to help the environment, and 2024 will be no different. St. Luke's Health System is continuing the discussion on climate health in the new year. And on Wednesday, they're talking about ways to make your home or your business more climate smart. So joining us now to tell us more are Dr. Ethan Sims, St. Luke's Medical Director of Sustainability, and Mike Smith, CEO and founder of Acclimate, who will be talking about carbon accounting at Wednesday's talk. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks so much, Gemma.
It's great to be here.
So, Dr. Sims, let me start the conversation with you. Can you talk to us about why St. Luke's is putting on these talks in regards to climate?
So I think the first and foremost reason we're doing it is because this is an area that the community has a lack of understanding about. You know, I think there has been some contention about climate change, and it's been treated as a political issue a lot in the past. But on the healthcare side, we're really seeing that the climate has already changed. Temperatures are already increasing. Wildfires are already getting bigger. Smoke is getting more prevalent. The smoke season's getting longer. And we're seeing health ramifications associated with that. So we want to educate not just healthcare workers, but the communities we serve, that climate change is really a healthcare problem, and help people understand ways they can reduce their risk of climate-related disease processes and reduce their impact on the climate so we can work as a community to reduce these health problems associated with climate change.
So Dr. Sims, how does a changing climate impact healthcare and people's health?
So I'd say the most common reasons globally are due to extreme heat or due to degraded air quality. Those are probably the two most common things we're seeing in Idaho as well, where we're seeing more respiratory disease like asthma, COPD, but also in the time when we see extreme heat, we see more heart attacks, more stroke, more problem with kidney failure. We also see mental health issues that are associated with climate change, not just, you know, PTSD from fleeing a climate-related disaster, but that kind of chronic underlying unsettled feeling, which is called solastalgia, that's associated with your climate changing and this impending sense of doom that especially our youth are dealing with, where there's this gnawing background feeling that things aren't going well. And I think, you know, there's a very real role that we kind of know too much because everyone's more connected now, but also, you know, people understand better that the planet is at very real jeopardy if we don't take some action. And I think the youth are feeling that maybe leadership isn't doing enough, maybe we don't feel supported. And so that really leads to this kind of chronic baseline mental health crisis that we're seeing a lot in the emergency department.
So Wednesday's session is called New Year, New You, and you'll be looking at several ways that people and businesses can reduce waste, but also support clean energy and really find ways to try to become carbon neutral. So Mike, let me bring you into the conversation. Before we get into what you'll be talking about, can you tell us what Acclimate is?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I want to say I'm really excited to be here. I grew up in Boise, capital high class of 98. Acclimate, though, it's a software solution for small to medium-sized businesses that helps them to measure, reduce, report, and offset their footprint at a price they can afford and without having to become experts in climate. The reason we started the company was because we saw that there are billions of climate decisions that happen every day made by people that aren't sustainability experts, and we need to make this a much more approachable way for them to engage with their future.
Okay, I kind of love this, Mike, where you don't have to become an expert in, you know, the climate or becoming carbon neutral, because I have to say it's past my, you know, level of intellect, I think. And yet I want to try to make, you know, the best impact that I personally can and that my family can. And I think sometimes there's so much information coming at us that it can be overwhelming. So does your company kind of, you know, even just help, you know, average folks kind of figure that out?
Yeah, 100%. So the first thing to think about if you're as an individual is just actually is to think about the relationships that you have and where you have maybe a little bit more power than others. So think about talking to your employer. Your footprint can be a pretty good size, but your employer's is definitely bigger. And engaging with them to start engaging on sustainability is important. But the other thing that we do here at Acclimate is that we're actually going to be starting with this fairly soon, is to have kind of a video explainer series where people can learn about what is climate change, what is driving it, what are some of the regulations associated with it. And then further on, if you do go to our website, there is a free survey for everybody to take that we call My Acclimate. And you can start to engage with your footprint in that way, where you can see what your decisions are and how that affects the climate, and then what you can do about it.
So, Mike, Acclimate says that reaching net zero for a business is good for your brand, and it's actually a great way to bring in more customers. But you also say it's important to attract and keep employees, especially millennials. I would also maybe put Gen Z in there. Why is that?
If you're in the competition for employees and with such a low unemployment rate, pretty much everybody is, you need to be attracting the people that are best for it. A lot of good research out here, both from Pew and then others, about how millennials and Gen Z, I like to collectively refer to them as the climate generation, are highly motivated when it comes to climate. Two-thirds of them won't work for a company with bad sustainability practices. Three-quarters of them would take a pay cut to work for a company that has good ones. And so it's just good business sense to go out and to get the talent associated with that.
So, Mike, what do you hear from businesses then who get on board and say, yeah, you know, our goal is to get to carbon neutral, net zero?
Yeah, the reasons that they do it are kind of varied. Sometimes it's they're feeling pressure from their employees. Sometimes it's just ownership wants to strategically get it in front of the problem, and we think that's a smart way to do it. Sometimes they're feeling it in order to retain a key customer if they're like part of a larger supply chain. But the one thing that we always hear is that it can feel kind of overwhelming and very technical. And so that's been a big part of what we've focused on is how do we just make this really, really easy for people to engage with? And you'll see that's how we designed our services. The other thing that we see or hear from these customers is that they often have assumptions. And we like to tell them, like, don't make assumptions, use data. And so one example that we have was a solar installer here in Colorado. They actually trained people how to do solar installations, and they were flying them in from all over the world to do so. And they thought, well, that's a core part of our business. There's not much we can do about that. And then they got to measuring what their footprint was, and I realized that they had two employees who commuted a long distance using a low efficiency vehicle. And they realized without much impact to their business at all, they could just have those people work from home when they didn't have a class. They found actually high single digit percentage emissions reductions associated with that. So don't make an assumption, use data to actually inform your decisions.
Yeah, I love that. Well, we are out of time, but I want to thank both of you. Now, just as a reminder for folks, Wednesday's talk, like many of the others that St. Luke's has been putting on, will focus on very concrete steps that people can take to make a difference, not just in their lives, but for the climate. So I want to thank both of you so very much. Dr. Sims, you will, of course, be having more talks at St. Luke's. And of course, we will put a link with more information on our website, Boise State Public Radio. But again, thank you both so much. We've been talking with Dr. Ethan Sims, St. Luke's Medical Director of Sustainability, and Mike Smith, CEO and founder of Acclimate. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.